to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
It is 22 at WRCO FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The update at 7 is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet with custom-made scrapbooking supplies and consignment clothing. It's 22 at 7 o'clock.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is celebrating the 14th annual Groundhog Day 2024 with actual inventory and a huge sale. Now, through Tuesday the 6th, we've got 2024 Chevy Silverados. Chevy half-tons are available to drive and buy with dealer discounts, Chevy incentives, or special interest rates for well-qualified buyers. We have Silverado heavy duties available, too. Inventory changes daily, so contact a friendly salesperson for details. We've got SUVs in stock. Trailblazer, Blazer, Equinox, Tahoe, and even the all-new Chevy Trax. Go to JonesChev.com or contact the salesperson for details. See over 80 pre-owned vehicles and program cars. It's the annual Groundhog Day sale. Let's hope he doesn't see his shadow when we get an early spring. Whether it's our body shop, parts department, service department, or sales team, Jones Chevrolet Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevy, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A group of bipartisan senators releasing the details of the highly anticipated immigration bill tied to funding for Israel and Ukraine. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he will not bring it up in the House. Johnson urged by former President Trump not to vote for it. Southern California getting battered by a strong storm that started Sunday and is still going.
What's being described as a fire hose of water continues to unleash here. More than a month's worth of rain has fallen in the last 24 hours and won't stop until tomorrow. It has lightened up a bit this morning compared to Sunday night's battering, but a flash flood warning remains in place for over 4 million people here around L.A. There have been numerous flooded areas around creeks and on roads and small mudslides.
ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles County. A Michigan jury will begin deliberations today in Jennifer Crumbly's case. Her son Ethan shot and killed four of his classmates at Oxford High School. She is the first person in the U.S. charged in connection with their child's school shooting. This is ABC News. More trouble at Boeing, the plane maker finding misdrilled holes in at least 50 undelivered planes. Dozens of strikes by U.S. forces in the Middle East, all in retaliation from the drone attack that killed three Americans in Jordan. ABC News foreign correspondent James Longman.
There were a lot of targets hit. You're talking about command and control sites for these groups that are backed by Iran, intelligence centers, rocket and drone missile storage facilities. People will have heard perhaps Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard, the Quds Force. They have facilities inside Iraq, and they were struck. And so this was intended to put a stop to any more attacks on U.S. forces in the region.
And officials say more attacks are on the way. Bit of sticker shock for Girl Scout cookies. The annual sale starts this week, and some boxes could be going for, brace yourself, $7 each. One troop leader saying Girl Scouts aren't immune to rising costs either. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Shopping locally offers many benefits to your friends and neighbors. The money may go towards paying for a new uniform for a child's school athletic event, putting extra goodies on the family dinner table, or gas in the car to get to medical treatments. At the Creative Outlet, we pay up to half of the selling price for consigned clothing. We also offer year-round display spaces to talented people to sell their handmade gifts or collectibles. On behalf of all of the consigners and crafters at the Creative Outlet on Court Street, I thank you for shopping locally.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul at the Prescription Center providing an update on our move to Sextonville Road. Chris and I wish to thank all who have offered to help with the move. Vitesnics and contractors have worked many long, hard hours to turn an empty space into an exceptional location for a pharmacy within 45 days. We thank them for their effort. We will be moving Friday, February 9th through 11th. The pharmacy will be closed on Friday the 9th. Phones will be switched to the new location during the day on Friday, and messages may be lost. Please do not call on the 9th. As we move the computers, we will not have access to your records until Monday the 12th. No one may pick up prescriptions from the 9th to the 11th. We are humbled by the support and planning for minimal downtime. We will keep the same phone number, exceptional service, just a new spot.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The next generation of recliners has arrived in fine style. The Ernest Power Recliner with dual motor design takes custom comfort to the next level. With the touch of a button, its power lift feature gently eases you from the ultimate slumber into the lift position to get you back on your feet. At Court & Main's winter sale event going on now through February 9th, the Ernest Power Lumbar Lift Chair is now $729, located in downtown Richland Center.
Surprise the love of your life with a Valentine's Day gift from Rabbit's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Choose from stunning rose bouquets, beautiful flower arrangements, box chocolates, candy bouquets, blooming plants, and so much more. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616. Valentine's Day is Wednesday, February 14th. Order early for best selection. Rabbit's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Forecast calls for a high of 47, partly cloudy and mild conditions. Tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog, and a low of 29. Tuesday, partly cloudy and mild with a high of 50. And Wednesday, low 50s. Thursday, 54 with occasional light rain showers. The air is calm right now, WRCO, following the midnight reading of 26. We're down from that to our current reading. It is 22 on the Words Floor and Home temperature gauge this morning. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day in Southwest Wisconsin.
I try to crush it like the ashes of a cigarette. I try to smother out the embers, but I just can't quit. If there's a way to put it out, I haven't found it yet. Haven't found it yet. A craving running through my veins. It's an obsession and addiction that I can't explain. If I give up everything, there's one thing that'll still remain. It'll never change. 'Cause I can't.
I try to blow it
Sarah Evans and Isaac Slade on WRCO Radio. It is 10 minutes after 7. I saw a lot of that guy over the weekend. Now I got to see him again today, that Hank Bray. He'll be in just a little bit, and we'll have some hopeful chuckles, maybe a few groans on the Chet's Chuckle, sponsored by Chet's Feed Seed and such in a few minutes. We trust it was a good weekend for you. The Grammys last night, Taylor Swift won the big one, the album Midnights, which was named Album of the Year. First time that a person has won 4 separate Albums of the Year awards at the Grammys. So she continues to set the bar high, that's for sure. Probably we'll hear a lot about her this week, too. 22 at WRCL. Here's one of her oldies.
Stranger things, the songs we used to sing, the smiles, the flowers, everything is gone. Yesterday I found out about you, even now just looking at you feels wrong. She said, I like living like this.
with some stranger on a park bench. She said he rebuilds engines and his name is Earl. He's the Charlie Daniels of the torque wrench. I whispered, honey, let's just go on home and have some onion rings and watch TV. And as I walked her to the truck, Earl was crying, don't you leave me. I told him this is the queen of my double wide trailer with the polyester curtains and the redwood deck. Sometimes she runs and I've got the trailer dang, her black heart and her pretty red neck.
Sammy Kershaw, WRCO Radio. That was Hank's school song, I think. Anyway, it is 18 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here at WRCO, WRCE Studios on the Wurzlorn home temperature gauge. We're at 22, and we'll see what old Henry has in store for us next.
This is Michelle with Wurz Plumbing and Heating. Think of your furnace as the heart of your home. In the winter, it's essential to bringing warmth. During the summer, it plays an important role in moving cool air from your condenser. And all year long, your furnace could provide constant air circulation to keep you more comfortable. Therefore, it's important to have it serviced yearly by one of our trained HVAC technicians. We service all makes and models. Call Wurz Plumbing and Heating today, 647-6345.
As long as you're using convenience services, why not be rewarded for it? That's what an awards checking at WCCU Credit Union is all about. No gimmicks, no minimum balance requirements, no monthly fees. Just a straightforward checking account that now earns 3% APY on balances up to $20,000. That's right, with direct deposit, 15 debit card transactions per month, and e-statements, you too can earn 3% with the WCCU Awards checking account. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. Rate based on annual percentage yield and subject to change monthly. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union. Feel so right.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Dunkin' is thrilled to bring back the Pink Velvet Macchiato. This visually striking layered drink captures hearts with its bold espresso, red velvet cake flavor, and notes of cream cheese frosting. Available hot or iced and here to stay through late February. But that's not the only star making a comeback. The Pancake Wrap-Up returns, featuring a fluffy pancake wrapped around bacon or sausage, egg and melted cheese paired with a side of maple syrup for dipping. Hurry to yours now in Richland Center, which runs on Dunkin'.
the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to providing heart and stroke care that aligns with the latest research-based treatment guidelines. Studies show patients can recover better when these guidelines are consistently followed. We're proud to be recognized by the American Heart Association for our achievement in the Get with the Guidelines Coronary Artery Disease Quality Program. Another way the Richland Hospital and Clinics is working to improve health care for you and your family.
It's time for the roundup.
There he is.
Hey, no, there you are.
Yeah, I haven't seen you for a while. I missed you. Did you miss me?
Were you gone?
No, I wasn't gone. I was here.
You poor thing. How's it going, buddy?
Yeah, it's going real well.
Did you get to sleep in Sunday?
A little bit, yeah. Well, when you get up at 3:55 a.m. Monday through Friday, even if you stay in bed till 5, it's like, whoo, that's an hour's rest.
So you got to sleep extra on Saturday then?
A little bit.
Yeah. Because you had to be in Kickapoo by 8.
Yeah, I was
over there. Which I beat you there.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. You had a little closer trip from Boscobel, though.
So that's what you're blaming it on.
Yep, exactly. Okay. That's what it was. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you should beat me at the Richland Center then this weekend.
Maybe. We'll see.
I doubt it. Do you want to meet here and ride together?
Yeah, maybe we should. Or walk together.
Or walk together.
Ride our bikes together.
So
right.
good day of wrestling.
It was, yes. Oh. It was. That was quite a tournament. And, of course, we saw a good one there. And the Southwest SWAL, that's amazing. But we're going over some stats with that this morning. I was talking with a good wrestling fan. And 7 number one ranked wrestlers in that tournament. On Saturday
at the Clash
at Mineral Point. Yeah. Yep. And 30 wrestlers rated in the top 6 in each weight class.
So. That's impressive.
Yes, it is. So, needless to say, there will be some state champions eventually this month from that tournament.
We hope.
Oh, yeah.
So.
You betcha. So that'll be coming up here. Of course, the regionals started. There were several teams in the area where they were ill or injured. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they get that all out of their system for this week.
The young man from Seneca, or Jesus, the young man from Ithaca, Neef, was it Neef?
Yep.
He was sick. He didn't. So
came out, yep. And there were some that were just totally gone from the tournament,
gone from
too.
The tournament,
so.
Yeah.
Yep. There's
so anyway,
some stuff going through. Hopefully it gets through.
Chet's Chuggles today.
Yes, it is.
They're in their new location right across the street.
I know. They were working just feverishly last week. And
so,
even Saturday and Sunday, they were working to get some stuff over there.
So, but and then make sure you get out and support them. I bet it's an awesome building.
Yeah. I saw the sign on side of the building as I was driving through yesterday.
I'd like to get a sign with me on my picture of it, you know.
Yeah?
What would we call that? Or are we allowed to say on the radio?
Well, where are you going to put the sign up, Hank?
I don't know.
You closed your hi-fi business, didn't you?
Yeah, it's all, Hank's hi-fi business is out.
Got rid of all your
eight tracks,
reel-to-reels, and black and white TVs.
They were like hotcakes right in the dumpster, Phil.
You can't throw them in the dumpster.
I mean, the e-waste program.
Yeah, e-waste program.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
So anyway, so what do you have today? You have any good ones for us?
No. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm just making sure.
Well, Chet's Chuckle, of course, sponsored by Chet's Feed Seed and such. One contributor, he had his mind really wrapped around wrestling. On Saturday, Bill Twining.
Oh, boy.
But he contributed one.
What does he put?
He asked me, he said, when does a joke become a dad joke?
I'm going to say when a dad says it.
When it becomes a parent. Oh, thank you, Bill.
Yes.
Thank
you. Hey, I have a pet termite.
Yeah, you do? I didn't know
that. This comes from one of our good listeners. Her name is Jamie. I have a pet termite, and I named him Clint.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Clint eats wood.
Clint eats wood. Oh, Hank.
No, that's... Oh, Jamie. What?
Oh, yeah. You're passing the buck here.
I have to pass the buck. How much did Ernest Hemingway...
125. I don't know.
How does a penguin build his house?
A block at a time.
It glues it together.
It glues it together. Oh, boy.
We're not getting any better.
No. Why do cows have hooves and not feet?
I don't know.
They lactose. They lactose. Yeah. Oh, well, we'll be back with more.
Wow.
And hopefully better after this.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. I don't know about your birds, but ours have been loving this winter of white snow and the crunch of Chet's delicious birdseed. Stop down and grab a bag of sunflower seeds and Chet's special. Suet cakes are buy 12, get one free. We even have corn and shelled nuts for the squirrels, too. And as always, thank you for supporting our small business, because without you, there wouldn't be us.
Anything else you have there, Hank?
Oh, I have a couple here. This is like our factory here. What do you call a factory that makes okay products?
Fair to Midland. I'm not sure.
A Satis factory.
A Satis.
I've been offered some work with a dried fruit company, just waiting for them to get back on me with some dates.
Not bad, Hank. Not good, but yeah, not bad, Hank.
Why aren't koalas actual bears?
I give up.
Because they don't meet the qualifications.
Oh, Hank. Oh, boy. Why couldn't the bad sailor learn the alphabet?
I don't know.
Because he always got lost at sea.
Oh, my goodness.
He couldn't get by it. Oh, boy. This one is for you with all of the salads that you've been eating.
Yes, too. Yep.
What do you call a chicken that is staring at a lettuce?
There's no telling.
Chicken sees a salad.
Chicken sees a salad. I only know 25 letters of the alphabet, Philip.
Do you?
I don't know why.
Oh, that's what they teach you in Arkansas, probably.
Hey, which king loved to do fractions, Philip?
King Vitamin.
Henry the Eighth, I am. Henry the Eighth, I am.
Okay.
Why do melons get married in a church?
I don't know.
Because they can't elope.
Cantaloupe. Hey! I think I've heard that one a few times. I just wasn't sharp on a Monday morning.
Yeah. Monday mornings are tough for sharpness jokes.
Have a snappy comeback on that one.
What is an astronaut's favorite part of a computer?
Let me think about that one. It's escape.
It's the space bar.
Space bar! Oh!
Why did it get so hot in the baseball stadium after the game?
I give up.
All the fans left. It's not very good.
No, you should have started with that one and then led to maybe some of the others there.
Well, maybe that's why it's so hot in here, because we don't have any fans.
No, we don't. What do you call a blind dinosaur?
They shouldn't be living very long.
Shouldn't be driving either, probably. What do you call a blind dinosaur? Do you think he saw us? That went over well at the six-point comedy.
Do you think he saw us?
He saw us?
That's a heck of a dinosaur.
Yeah, that is.
I do have a good kicker here, Philip.
I'm going to look out here. I'm going to duck and cover here.
Are you ready for this one? It's called Intelligent Crows.
Okay.
All right. When I was in school, some professors noticed that the crows on campus were astoundingly intelligent. The crows recognized when the lights were green, cars would go, and when they were red, cars would stop. Using this knowledge, the crows would put nuts on the crosswalk, so during a green light, they would be run over by cars, and their shells cracked for the crows to be collected at a red light. So it seemed. Unfortunately, despite showing signs of understanding the signals, a lot of crows were dying, being bludgeoned to death. Upon examination, they discovered the crows were specifically only being hit by large vehicles. This fascinated our professors. As a result, the professors set up cameras to monitor the action of the crows. What they discovered was the crows actually had a lookout crow.
Oh.
Who was signaling to other crows when cars were coming, and then they were not. And so a crow would go, caw, and then
caw,
caw. So after a lot of monitoring research, the professors discovered that it was a lack of adequate crow-to-crow communication that was causing the crows to be killed by larger vehicles. As it turns out, the crows could only say, caw, caw. They couldn't say, truck, truck.
Oh, Hank. Truck, truck.
Truck, truck. Yeah. Caw, caw.
Man, that could be a problem.
That was a long joke.
That was a long one to get to that, but that's good. It was good. That was a good kicker. Oh, Hank.
Oh, well, boy. Yeah, what's your plans for tonight, buddy?
I was going to say, I thought crows were colorblind. I didn't think they could determine between red and green.
Apparently, according to the intelligent crows,
they can't.
At some university.
Okay.
So, I don't... That was a joke, Phil.
Good to know. I know.
I don't think Phil got the joke.
Yeah, I did too.
Call.
Analyze it. Yep.
Truck.
Yeah.
There goes Joanne.
Oh, man.
Poor Joanne.
Time to cut you off.
Is it?
I'm
done?
So. Pretty soon.
Well, anyway, my man. So, good. You're in, where are you at tonight?
Riverdale.
You're in Riverdale tonight.
Yep.
There
are a lot
we're
of
taking on the,
good area games
the
for
Kickapoo Panthers tonight.
For boys basketball. For being a Monday night, there are a lot of really good games.
Yeah, they actually are. Ithaca's going to River Valley tonight. Ithaca girls, is that
yep,
right?
Yep, that's at home against River Valley. Good. That's a makeup game.
Yep, okay.
From one of the two snowout nights we had this year.
Yep, which is impressive.
Right?
We're going to have more snowout for baseball and softball than we are for basketball.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
People always talk about how cold football is. No, it can't hold a candle to spring sports.
Because spring sports tough.
Oh, man. All kinds of, and wind, and, yep.
Then the Ithaca boys are on the road at Highland.
Highland, yep.
The boys right. from center anywhere tonight?
Nope. River Valley's on the road to Lakeside Lutheran and boys basketball, too. So that's kind of the
full slate of games tonight. Mm-hmm. So on the road again.
Staying busy.
Cool.
And what school should beware of you tonight, then?
I'm afraid to say, but I'll be in the Cardinal land.
Cardinal land.
Yep, all Cardinal right. land over at Highland.
All right.
So, looking forward to it, though. Should be a decent ball game.
All right. You got your red on there.
Got my red on, yeah. Well, it's kind of Cardinal red. Yeah. Kind of for a Razorback red.
Sort of. All right.
Sort of, buddy. Hey, have a good day, everybody. Be kind and watch out for those cars.
That's the legendary Hank Gray right there.
Parents, are you looking for a child care and preschool that will help your child's development in a safe and warm environment? Bethlehem Lutheran Academy offers a 2-, 3-, and 4-year-old kindergarten program that teaches the building blocks of literacy, play-based learning, and a school readiness program from an award-winning teacher with over 15 years' experience. To enroll or schedule a tour, contact us today at 608-495-4905 or find out more information at BethlehemLutheranAcademy.com. Bethlehem Lutheran Academy, where quality education and a parent's peace of mind are only minutes away.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
A high of 47 later today. It's 22 with some nice sunshine this morning. This day in history, February 5th of 1922, the first edition of Reader's Digest was published. 1971, Apollo 14 astronauts Alan Shepard and Edgar Mitchell stepped onto the surface of the moon in the first of two lunar excursions. 2012, Eli Manning and the Giants one up Tom Brady and the Patriots, coming back with a last-minute score to win 21-17 in the Super Bowl. And it was in 2017 when Tom Brady led one of the greatest comebacks in sports history, highlighted by a spectacular Julian Edelman catch that lifted New England from a 25-point hole against the Falcons to the Patriots' fifth Super Bowl victory, 34-28, the first ever in overtime. quite a game. They'll say that's the greatest comeback in sports history, and then maybe on the other side, it might be one of the biggest falls in history as well, you know, depending on how you look at it and who you're a fan of. Coming up on WRCO Radio, today's birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench, but when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox, on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday wishes to Morgan Elliott, to our beautiful granddaughter, with all our love from Grandpa and Grandma Meese. To Ken Washcurl today, to Ken Washcurl from the Durst Cousins, have a great day today. Also to sister-in-law Jerry Felton from Mel and Linda. Brian Faber's birthday today from Diane and David. Isabella Tony from Grandma Jean. Greetings today as well on this 5th of February to Ashley Clary from Grandpa and Grandma Clary. Also today, it's Patsy McCluskey's birthday. All the best from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. The Bloom City Town Crier with a VIP today, Amanda Keller. And birthday greetings to Jerry Felton. God bless you on your special day. Much love from hubby Marvin, sister Donna, brother Dwayne and Sue and family, sister Gail and family, and Uncle Bud and Avanel. They all say, have a great day today. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions, today with wishes for Morgan Elliott, to Xavier Miles Lynch, and Jim Merriweather. And from the Richland Center Lions Club, happy birthday Clifford Olson, to Taya Dobbs, Emmett Richardson, Steve Legal, and Morgan Elliott, all celebrating today on February 5th.
Need help finding a great Valentine's Day gift? This is Angie, here to remind you that at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, we strive to make it as easy as possible. We have jewelry at every price point, and we're eager to make your Valentine's Day one to remember. From diamond stud earrings and stunning fashion jewelry to all different kinds of love-inspired designs, all waiting for you to pick out today. Even better, from the 7th to the 14th of February, spin the wheel and get a percentage off your purchase. Ladies, don't forget to stop in at J.J. Walsh Jewelers and put together a wish list while we clean and check your jewelry for free. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
22 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, we're at 22 degrees. Our daytime high will top out in the upper 40s for today. In case you're wondering, it still wouldn't be a record, but we'll be in some rare air for this time of year.
If you're looking for quality fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, you need to head to the Richland Cattle Center Wednesdays at 11:30. This week's auction includes 15 head of heifers from a high-producing herd out of Greene County. Four heifers are due by mid-April, five open weighing 400 to 500 pounds, and six heifer calves. Plus, the weekly run of fresh cows and two-year-olds, milking and bred back cows, springing cows, and first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, baby heifer, and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
We have a listener contribution to the Chet's Chuckle today. What time of day did God create Adam? Of course, it was just before Eve, right? I guess. Yeah, all right. Thank you. Not bad. Not bad. Here's Bobby G. Rice.
Let's keep hanging on until we get it right. Lay down beside me, baby, hold me tight. Then start the fire burning till goes out of sight. Let's keep hanging on until we get it right. Remember back when we first met, we'd go out for a ride. We'd laugh and stay out. out all night long just to watch the sunrise. We hug and kiss and never doubt the love we shared could ever burn out. We can't get it back now if we try.
Southwest Wisconsin. Thanks for joining us here for Sunrise from the Center. Joanne has the news coming up next. This is Jordan Davis.
I swear that you're staying single, next thing you know. You meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing. It's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in. The next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer. Next thing you know, apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch. Just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech. And your sunburn on a honeymoon beach. And your left hand's getting used to that ring. And there the next 2 or 3 years gone. Next thing you know, you weren't really trying. Next thing you know, there's a test on the counter. Next thing you know, she's standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat. And the doctor's saying, how you doing there, Dad? And nobody's ever called you that. And you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. You're saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, next thing. Been with a lot of years of remember wins and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids, and you take them to church, teach them to fish, and you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know,
a great song from Jordan Davis. This is Phil Nee. I hope you have an awesome day. Thanks for joining us.
Is being overly comfortable even possible? It's worth finding out in the Movie Man Large Scale Recliner. The generous seat and the tall back are specially crafted to provide extra support and comfort for broader and tall individuals. Mac rated for 400 pounds, you can get this recliner today for only $549 at Courtin Main for our winter sales event happening now through February 9th at Courtin Main in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 23 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and the Philback family of dealerships. Partly cloudy and mild today with a high of 47. Tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog possible with a low of 29. Currently in Richland Center, after a low of 22, it's 23 degrees.
Hello friends, Mark Philback here from the Philback family of dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting. So why wait? Come down to the Philback family dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback family dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. A man lost his life in a single vehicle crash Saturday night in Sauk County. The Sauk County Communications Center was advised of the crash at the intersection of County Trunk F and Warbler Court in the town of Laval around 11:25. The initial investigation shows that a pickup truck was traveling west on County Trunk F and struck a bridge. After striking the bridge, the truck rotated into a body of water, came to rest, and became partially submerged in the water. The operator of the truck and sole occupant, a 56-year-old male from Ironton, died at the scene. The name is being withheld at this time pending notification of family. This crash remains under investigation by the Sauk County Sheriff's Office. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by the Laval Fire Department and first responders, Reedsburg Area Ambulance Service, and the Sauk County Coroner's Office. A Minnesota woman was injured Sunday in a hit and run. Officers from the Westby Police Department were dispatched to the 300 block of Becadal Avenue after a pedestrian was struck while walking home sometime in the early morning hours. Emily R. Helseth, 36, of White Bear Lake, Minnesota, was walking when she was struck by a UTV driven by Mitchell L. McKittrick of Viroqua. McKittrick has been taken into custody on tentative charges of hit and run with great bodily harm. Emily Helseth was taken by ambulance to Vernon Memorial Hospital and later transferred to Gunderson Lutheran in La Crosse. She is currently in serious but stable condition. The investigation of the incident is ongoing by the Westby Police Department, Vernon County Sheriff's Department, and the Wisconsin State Patrol. Richland County residents are invited to attend a community forum today at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Two sessions will be held at 11 and 6 to accommodate everyone. The forum will include information about the Richland School District referendums, an update on the future of Simons Recreation Complex, and a collaboration group overview. Dean Amundson is a member of the collaboration group, which is made up of a variety of community members.
It's a group that's just gotten together that involves, you know, most of the public governmental units. You know, the mayor is involved, the economic development county board chair is there, the county administrator, the county and city attorney, the school board president and Steve Board, the administrator. And then we have a few community members, Joel Raywald, myself, and Al Lenz. And, you know, sometimes we have more people there, sometimes less. It's kind of a little bit fluid because, you know, we really don't have any power. We don't have any money. We just talk to try to figure out solutions to things. If anything is kind of going to be done, it still has to go back to their respective groups to pass the resolutions or whatever needs to be done there.
Al Lenz is a member of the Simons Recreation Complex Foundation.
The Simons Recreation Complex Foundation Board has gotten a lot more involved with trying to help out Simons. And, you know, we've had more meetings. We're taking a much more proactive role in trying to come up with ideas to help out Simons. The main thing, it's an ongoing concern for people, is the level of financial contributions that both the city and the county are kicking into Simons. So the easiest way to deal with that is to increase membership. So we've been working, coming up with ideas, trying to figure out ways how to increase membership. We've also created an endowment fund to help stabilize Simons' financial situation into the long-term future. We've been having meetings to share the story of Simons to members of the Simons community and trying to encourage donations to Simons.
Those attending the community forum will also hear about two referendums the Richland School District will have on the spring ballot. District Administrator Steve Board.
One is an operating referendum. This will be primarily used for the people in our district, the staffing, maintaining staffing, as well as the programming and opportunities that we have for students. That will come, it's a four-year commitment. The board elected to not do a recurring referendum, which would be on the books forever. This will be a four-year referendum. It will be $2.3 million in year one, and then $100,000 of each additional year, expiring in 27-28 at $2.6 million. And then that will fall off the books. And then at that point, the school district would have to figure out what its funding mechanism is.
If the operational referendum is approved, there will be no increase to the tax mill rate. The second question is for $27.1 million for capital improvements.
With that, the school district would be looking at tackling the seven top priorities that the community members alluded to when the Morris Leatherman survey went out in December. Okay, so we got 400 respondents back, hitting all different demographic groups back in December. The results came back, and those seven priorities were centered around safety and security in all of our buildings, ADA compliance. We have improvements to our tech ed department that need to happen. Those are several decades old. Air conditioning was something that the board pulled out of the 2016 referendum due to the scope of project and the bidding that came in after 2016 bids were established. And so air conditioning and climate control at the intermediate school and primary school were not addressed at that time. More energy efficiency. We've got windows that were built in the 70s. They're old wood windows. They have drafts coming through. General maintenance. And then the last thing that the board approved was the seventh priority, which was improvements to our auditorium and our fine arts center. We have a lot of community use that happens in our auditorium, the academics that our school offers with its plays and musicals and performances and concerts, and we are just simply dealing with outdated sound system, audio system, visuals. The lights in there are not LED. The rigging system is getting to the point where it's dangerous. There are original plywood on the floor. Some of it has been replaced, but many of the pieces of plywood over the pit are starting to show wear and tear and becoming a safety issue.
If the capital improvement referendum is passed, taxpayers will see a tax increase. The mill rate would be just under $15 per $1,000 of property. Plan to attend one of the two sessions of the community forum today at either 11 or 6 at the Phoenix Center and Richland Center. Those in attendance will be able to submit written questions to the panel. The Wisconsin Supreme Court on Friday agreed to hear Democratic Governor Tony Evers' lawsuit against the Republican-controlled legislature, arguing that it is obstructing basic government functions. The court's liberal majority agreed to hear the case, with the three conservative justices dissenting. It set oral arguments for April 17th. The court only agreed to hear one of the three issues Evers brought forward in the complaint. That issue relates to the legislature's Republican-controlled budget committee blocking funding for state conservation programs. Evers argued in the lawsuit that committees controlled by a few Republican lawmakers are being used by the legislature to reach far beyond its proper zone of constitutional lawmaking authority. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will allow U.S. Representative Dean Phillips to add his name to the state's Democratic presidential primary ballot. The court ruled Friday that state Democratic leaders on a presidential selection committee didn't properly exercise their discretion when they left Phillips off the ballot without any discussion during a five-minute meeting on January 2nd. The court's decision leaves Phillips and President Joe Biden as the only Democrats on the April 2nd primary ballot. The selection committee also placed former President Donald Trump and five other Republican challengers, including four who have since ceased campaigning, on the ballot. The Orena Police Department initiated a traffic stop Saturday afternoon on U.S. Highway 14 near Peck Road in Orena Township and requested assistance from the Iowa County Sheriff's Office. As a result of the traffic stop, Kadeen L. Walls, 21, of Mazomini, was arrested for possession of THC, possession of drug paraphernalia, and carrying a concealed weapon. In addition, Jason S. Rundle II was arrested for possession of amphetamine, LSD, silicosin, and possession of THC. Both parties were taken to the Iowa County Jail and booked on their charges. Walls posted bond and was later released. The defense is appealing a ruling that kept in adult court the case of a 15-year-old Wisconsin boy accused of killing a 10-year-old girl after luring her into the woods. Defense attorney Michael Cohen has filed an appeal of the January 22nd decision in the case of the boy, identified only as CPB, who is accused in the April 24, 2022 slaying of 10-year-old Ileana Lily Peters. The Eau Claire Leader-Telegram reports Cohen filed the 13-page appeal in Chippewa County Court, asking the Wisconsin Court of Appeals to review the matter. CPB, who will turn 16 in March, is charged with first-degree intentional homicide and two counts of first-degree sexual assault. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has ended the frozen road declaration of the entire state and has enacted Class 2 road restrictions for zones 1 through 5. County highways, town roads, city and village streets may also be posted or limited to legal load limits or less. Decisions to place or lift weight restrictions on those roads are up to the local units of government. Some area townships have made that decision. The town of Henrietta begins weight restrictions on all town roads beginning this morning. The town of Ithaca will begin weight restrictions on all town roads Friday, and the Richland County plans to enforce weight restrictions beginning Saturday.
Are you facing a money purchase plan rollover? Don't navigate it alone. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our financial advisors specialize in guiding you through important financial decisions. To explore your rollover options and discuss potential tax implications, reach out to Capital Wealth Advisory Group today. Call 608-647-8842. You have questions, we've got answers.
Today is Monday, February 5th. Dawn M. Stevenson, 58, of Marquette, Iowa, died Thursday at her home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 to 3 at the Pihah Funeral Home in Elroy, with a service to follow at 3. Following the service, a meal and gathering will be held at Just One Bar and Grill in Reedsburg. Dawn M. Stevenson, 58, of Marquette, Iowa.
Hello friends, Ellie here from Chet's. I don't know about your birds, but ours have been loving this winter of white snow and the crunch of Chet's delicious birdseed. Stop down and grab a bag of sunflower seeds and Chet's special. Suet cakes are buy 12, get one free. We even have corn and shell nuts for the squirrels too. And as always, thank you for supporting our small business, because without you, there wouldn't be us.
The 8 o'clock news on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance agents, and interior design services. Partly cloudy and mild today with a high of 47. Tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog possible.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. That highly anticipated